This chazar is a chenish of a chesed shag. Remember, Yehuda misach the chesubis daf lamed beis. The Mishnah said, "Habu ala chayis avi ala chayis avi v'chulu." In fact, Gemara Mishnah says that one who has beer with his sister, father's sister, mother's sister, wife's sister, brother's wife, father's brother's wife, or with a need that gets malchus. Now, we have a rule that one who gets malchus does not pay money for the same act that he's getting malchus for. If so, our Mishnah that says that he does pay must hold that he doesn't get malchus over here, because he wouldn't be paying. Well, instead, our Mishnah is discussing where the sister is a naira, so he pays the fine and doesn't get malchus. The other Mishnah is discussing where the sister is already a begeris, so there is a fine and that's why he gets malchus. In fact, my begeris would get money for boishes of pegam, and therefore he should not get malchus over there either. Mara says the Mishnah is discussing where she's a shaita, she doesn't get boishes of pegam. In fact, Mara, she should still get money for the pain that he caused her. Mara says the Mishnah is discussing where she was seduced and not raped, and therefore there's no pain. So the Gemara says, based on this, we can even say that the other Mishnah is discussing a sister who was a Naira, but the case is where she was an orphan and was seduced, so there's no payment due to her. In fact, we see that Ula holds that whenever one is chayav money on Malchus, he pays the money and doesn't get the Malchus. Where do we know this from? He learns it from the case of one who hits another person. So such a person pays for the damage he caused and is then potter from Malchus. In fact, maybe the payment of money is only considered to be more stringent in the case of someone who damages another because he's chayav in five forms of payment. But in any other case, maybe we choose to give him malchus rather than to make him pay. And if the reason payment is preferred is because it's lenient and we want to be more lenient than a person, we still can't learn from the case of one who hits another, because that case is unique in that it's even allowed for bezin, because meaning bezin's allowed to hit another person when they give malchus. So we see that lav of hitting someone else is sometimes allowed. Where it says he learns it from Edom Zoyimim, who are chayav malchus and payment, and they're required to make payment, and they don't get malchus. Maybe that case is different because Zoyimim don't need to be warned, and they also don't do a true act. Maybe that case that we can't learn out from over there. The Mara says he learns from a tzad hashava, from someone who hits someone else, and from Edom Zoyimim. They're both chayav malchus and payment, and they both pay and are potter from the malchus. The same therefore is true in all other cases. Maybe we can't learn out from those two cases because they each have a stringent aspect, like we just explained, and a lenient aspect, like we explained. So Zachmar Ula learns it from a gzeirah shava on the word tachas, from someone who hits to someone who violates a nara. Rabbi Yechidin said that the other Mishnah may also be discussing a sister who is a nara, and the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah is that in that Mishnah, the man was warned that he would get malchus, and that's why he gets malchus, where in our Mishnah, he was not. Mar says, affecting Gemara, from here we see Rabbi Yechanan holds that one is chayiv, that if someone is chayiv money and malchus for which he has been warned, we choose to give him malchus and make him potter from payment. How does he know this? Mar says the pasuk says kidei rishosoi, which teaches that a person only gets one punishment for one action, and you don't get two punishments for the same action. The pasuk then says arboim yakenu, which teaches that when faced with malchus and payment, we give him malchus over making him pay. In fact, remember, when one hits and damages another, he's chayiv for money and malchus, yet we make him pay, and he's then potter from malchus. Mara says that's like Rabbi Law said regarding the Zoyimim, that the Torah specifically said to make them pay and not get malchus. The same as regarding someone who hits another, the Torah specifically says. Mara says regarding Zoyimim, the pasuk says that we have to do that we do to them as they wanted to do to the other. The pasuk then says yad biyad. This teaches that we make them give something that passes from hand to hand, money, which is money, rather than give them malchus. And regarding someone who hits another person, the pasuk says we have to do to him like he has done to the other person. And then the pasuk says, "Kein yinosein boy." This teaches that he must do something that can be given from one to yinosme, can be given over, which is money, and he's then potter from the malchus. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechon use gzeir shavah like Ula did? Because he says that it nullifies the effect of the pasuk that says that someone gets malchus for bia with his sister. So therefore, it can't be right. But that can't be right because the full effect of the pasuk will take place with regard to any sister who is not a nara. Rabbi Yechon holds like Abaya that the word tachas regarding someone who violates this woman is needed for another drasha. Ula learns this other drasha from another pasuk, as does Rava.